The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. The Commonwealth Games is just days away, and delighted to speak to Netball Northern Ireland, Elaine Rice and Fee Toner. Thanks for taking a bit of time out of the prep.
You're welcome. No problems very much.
Elaine, if I start with you, with selecting the team this time around, how did you go about it?
We looked at certain combinations. We like to go with four centre court, four shooters and four defence. And then we worked around that. We have a very established group of players that have been, there's just four or five of them now going for their third Commonwealth Games. And then it was looking to see who works well with them. And that's how we picked our squad. So it was a painful process in a whole lot of ways, because there's a lot of girls who were very close, but also it stuck to what we know works for us.
There's maybe a few with the younger players in there that we're not instantly aware of.
Well, you know, one player that I think people may not recognise and probably should at this point is Frances Keenan. You know, Frances has probably been the 13th player for World Cup last time out in Commonwealth Games. And she is really, really fast and has an excellent change of direction. She has been training with the girls and has been on that S&C programme for quite a long time. And you can see that in her play. So she definitely would be one, and trying to get a position on that centre court is very difficult, but she's definitely knocking at the door there. And then we have George McGrath, younger shooter, and along with Jenna Bowman, who's a returning shooter, and two exciting prospects we think that can bring something different to our game of late.
You'll be doing a bit of the prep alongside Thunder. What's the thinking behind that?
Well, we have good connections with Debbie Hallis. She's been a great supporter of Netball Northern Ireland, and that was the initial link. We knew that we can get quality opposition in this part of the part of England. We have been over in January as well, where they were very good just then. So that was the idea, that we could get quality opposition in an area that we know, and that we know that Debbie would do the best by us.
The game v England isn't until the first. It's a couple of games in. You'd have already played New Zealand and Malawi by then. Is it maybe your preferred choice that it's not the first game, or is it literally just game at a time, that kind of mentality?
Yeah, I think obviously every game for England is a home game. So I think all the cards will be out to support them. So I think no matter when you get England in the tournament, it's going to be a big game. So New Zealand isn't an easy start either. So I think either way, it was going to be a tough opening few games.
And what's it like taking actual part in the Com Games for you, Fee? I mean, what are you like around selection and just waiting to find out if you've made the final squad?
Yeah, I think until you probably get the email, it doesn't become reality. And then obviously there's a run into the game. So I think something special about Commonwealth Games is you have that multi-sport event. So World Cups, it's just obviously netball. So having the other athletes and being part of the wider team is definitely something special about Commonwealth Games.
It's another big stage, obviously, similar to World Cup. Is there any comparisons, or are they on a bit of an equal stand?
I think for us, really equal standings are major tournaments. Obviously, you do have the wider team for the Commonwealth Games, but it doesn't really detract from what we're taking part in. So we're still here to play netball, so that doesn't change at either competition.
Cheeky question of the interview, Fee, but you took that bit of the break from the Super League. Might we be seeing you next season?
Without killing any rumours, no, I won't be. I won't be back to Super League next year. I think for me, the decision was the right one, at the right time. So, really enjoyed my time in Super League, for those 7 years, and obviously had a wealth of experience across all the teams that I was a part of. But I think for me, being at home this year was really important.
Will it be anything in particular you'll be preparing different, as obviously that opening game against New Zealand, or is it that standard game at a time?
Yeah, I think it's obviously, it's game at a time for us. We do look ahead slightly to the games that we're going to target, but I think you just have to take it game at a time so you don't lose your focus, and just prep for each of them in the same way, obviously with different lineups out there.
Elaine, what do you feel on the rest of the group?
Yeah, so looking forward to the challenge. We probably are interested to play against African nations. We feel that we kind of match up quite well with them, both gritty, determined teams. So that should be interesting. We haven't played Trinidad and Tobago now since World Cup last time out. And again, with COVID, we haven't seen as much of these other teams as you normally would see in a regular season. So it's just a challenge. We will be targeting a top eight. You know, that's what we'll be going after. And in order to do that, we're going to have to target two teams within the group. So that's our plan.
Obviously, Scotland and Wales are in the other group. Is that a bit of an advantage at this stage?
Well, we know each other so well to the point of any one of the three of us can come out on the day. I suppose in terms of us really enjoying the Commonwealth Games experience, you know, could feel a wee bit Netball Europe like if we were all together. So it's I think it's a positive to test our skills and our game set against the other areas of Netball. Obviously, we'd love if all three of us could go to a World Cup, for example. You know, that's definitely a disadvantage of the system that they employ there. But it is maybe good to play other opposition and not Scotland and Wales again.
And England, what do you think of Jess's selection?
It's a hard question. I think that Jess knows her team best, and she picked the 12 athletes. She has an embarrassment of riches. There's probably some younger players who are very disappointed, but I've no doubt there's probably another 8, 9, 10 that could have come into that team and not weakened it in any shape or form. No doubt she had many, many headaches, but she's picked the team that she feels can go and retain their gold, and good luck to them.
But the squad over the last, if we even look at the Super League, I mean, Niamh and Emma have had a good season. Caroline obviously won the title as well. So I think that your selections as well are certainly strong enough to cause upset here and there. I'm blooming open to do anyway.
That's our plan too. As well as that, Michelle McGee had a probably standout season. Yeah. Lee Drainer really cemented a place there, and is such a leader. Michelle Drain is a leader on court and always has been with us too. So we're hoping that when we put all that together, we can put together performances that really can impact on our place within the tournament and our place in the world rankings.
Fee, how are you going to be spending the next couple of days? Has Elaine got you in non-stop camps 9 till 7 at night?
Not quite, but I think we're in a good routine of kind of training in the morning, and then we have a gym session with a game in the evening. So I think just the aim of these few days is to get as much court time together as possible, and then get in the gym sessions where we can before we head down to Birmingham on Sunday evening. And then the game's same kind of replicated routine when we get to Birmingham. We don't like to change things too much.
And just in closing, I've got my flag ready, but what message do you want putting on it?
Go Warriors. You know, we are the Warriors and we pride ourselves on that. So that would be our key message, that we're going to come out like Warriors and we'll fight to the death.
Well, hopefully there'll be plenty of local support like there was at the Netball World Cup, and still plenty of tickets online, Birmingham2022.com. Fee and Elaine, thank you so much and good luck.
Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Andy.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.